Item 21, use of gill nets on the ocean side of the eastern shore. Request for public hearing.
Real quickly, sir, along the ocean side, there's a couple provisions affecting gill nets greater than 5 inches. One is federal regulations having to do with the bottlenose take reduction plan. And from June 1st to October 30th, they have to stay within a half a mile of their gear. No person may fish any medium or large mesh gill nets greater than 5 inches at night, and they must remove the gear and bring it back in when they return. Also, from Memorial Day through September 15th of each year, gill net operators along the southern ocean front from Dam Neck Military Base down to the North Carolina border, gill nets cannot be set within 400 feet of the mean high water mark. So it's basically you cannot have a gill net up into the surf zone. In the October FMAC meeting, the committee discussed an issue concerning gill nets up along the eastern shore being left in the gills up in the surf zone, not being attended, and the poor quality of fish coming from those nets. There was a recommendation from FMAC at that time with all 7 in favor, 4 abstentions, recommending to the commission that no unattended gill net be within 500 yards of the shore at the high water mark from Smith Point Light north to the Virginia-Maryland border during a period of June 1 through October 15th. Within the same motion, FMAC also recommended that gill nets be defined as unattended if the harvester is further than 1 mile from the net. We are asking for advertisement for a February public hearing.
Matters before the commission.
Move to set staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Bowden. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks,
item 23, black sea bass. Last but not least.
And I will be